Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Estrangement is Not the End of You Two in One, combined edition by Nancy McCartney, is a self-help and emotional healing guide for people living through family estrangement, with a clear emphasis on parents and grandparents estranged from adult children. Presented as a combined edition of two guides within the Estrangement Transformation series, the book focuses on the specific kind of loss estrangement creates an ongoing grief marked by silence, unanswered questions, and repeated emotional triggers during milestones like birthdays and holidays. McCartney writes from the perspective of a certified life coach and draws on coaching-oriented tools to help readers process pain, reduce isolation, and regain stability. Rather than promising quick reconciliation, the book's purpose is to help readers reclaim their voice, release guilt and self-blame, and build a life that feels peaceful and meaningful, even while the relationship remains unresolved. The overall aim is transformation, moving from fixation and despair toward clarity, emotional protection, and renewed purpose. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding estrangement as a distinct form of grief. A central theme is that estrangement creates a type of grief that can be difficult to name and therefore difficult to process. The loss is real, but it lacks the rituals, community support, and closure that often accompany death or other recognized life transitions. This can leave parents and grandparents feeling stuck in a loop of longing, shock, and confusion, especially when the estranged person is still alive yet unreachable. The book validates this experience by treating estrangement as a legitimate emotional wound rather than a private failure. It also highlights how estrangement can be invisible to outsiders, which intensifies loneliness and can make readers question whether they have the right to hurt as much as they do. By framing estrangement as grief, the guidance opens a healthier pathway, acknowledging pain without minimizing it, allowing sorrow without surrendering to hopelessness, and recognizing that a lack of answers does not mean a lack of worth. This foundation supports the book's broader message that healing is possible, even when the relationship remains uncertain. Secondly, releasing guilt and interrupting self-blame. The combined edition repeatedly returns to guilt as one of the most corrosive burdens in estrangement. Many readers replay past parenting decisions, conversations, and conflicts, trying to pinpoint a single mistake that could explain the cutoff. McCartney positions this self-interrogation as understandable but ultimately depleting, because it reinforces the belief that readers must find the perfect explanation to earn peace. Instead, the book encourages compassion toward the self-taking responsibility where it is appropriate, while also recognizing that relationships are complex and that another person's choices are not fully controllable. This shift from self-blame to self-honesty helps readers distinguish between healthy accountability and punishing rumination. The coaching tone supports practical internal work, guiding readers to notice thought patterns that intensify shame and replace them with steadier, more grounded perspectives. Releasing guilt is not presented as denial or excuse-making, but as an emotional boundary that protects mental health. By reducing self-blame, readers can grieve more cleanly, communicate more clearly if contact resumes, and begin building a life that is not defined by perceived failure. Thirdly, breaking the silence through self-expression and support. Estrangement often forces silence on multiple levels. The estranged person may not respond. The wider family may avoid the topic, and the parent or grandparent may feel too ashamed to talk about it. The book addresses this silence as both a symptom and an amplifier of suffering. McCartney encourages readers to reclaim their voice, not necessarily by broadcasting private details, but by creating safe outlets for truthful expression. That can include reflective practices, structured self-coaching, or carefully chosen conversations with people who can respond with empathy rather than judgment. The emphasis is on reducing isolation and restoring a sense of agency. When readers have no place to speak openly, they can become trapped in constant internal dialogue, which tends to harden into despair or obsession. Breaking the silence, even in small ways, helps normalize the experience and makes room for steadier emotions such as acceptance, courage, and clarity. The book also implies a practical discernment. Not every listener is a safe listener, and protecting the heart includes choosing support wisely. This topic supports the book's larger goal of helping readers move from private suffering to active healing. Fourthly, protecting the heart while accepting what cannot be controlled. A key element in McCartney's guidance is the tension between love and powerlessness. Many parents and grandparents remain emotionally on call, waiting for a message, an explanation, or a sign that reconciliation is possible. The book frames healing as learning to protect the heart without hardening it, which requires accepting that another person may not be ready or willing to reconnect. This acceptance is not portrayed as giving up. It is presented as a necessary step toward peace and self-respect. the coaching approach encourages readers to separate what is within their influence from what is not their own emotional regulation, choices, and boundaries versus the estranged person's decisions, beliefs, and timelines. By doing so, readers can reduce compulsive checking, repeated rereading of the past, and cycles of hope and collapse. Protecting the heart also includes emotional pacing, so that readers can engage with memories, milestones, or outreach decisions from a steadier place. The practical outcome is a more grounded stance, keeping compassion alive while building psychological safety, which allows life to continue with greater clarity and less constant re-injury. Lastly, rebuilding a life of peace, purpose, and joy beyond the estrangement. The book's title functions as a thesis: estrangement is not the end of the reader's identity, meaning, or future. McCartney encourages readers to rebuild a life that belongs fully to them, rather than postponing well-being until reconciliation happens. This does not minimize love for the estranged family member. Instead, it challenges the belief that love must require ongoing self-abandonment. The combined edition emphasizes forward motion through resilience and self-trust, supporting readers as they re-engage with daily life, relationships, and personal goals. The tone is practical and compassionate, suggesting that peace is cultivated through repeated choices, not a single breakthrough. By prioritizing emotional healing and steady self-care, readers can gradually widen their world again, making room for purpose and even joy alongside grief. This is especially important for those who have reorganized holidays, family roles, and self-concept around the absence. The book presents this rebuilding as a form of transformation, turning pain into clarity, learning to live with unanswered questions, and creating a future that is not defined solely by what was lost. In conclusion, Estrangement is not the end of you two in one. Combined edition is best suited for parents and grandparents living with the ongoing ache of disconnection from an adult child, as well as anyone navigating estrangement from close family where silence and uncertainty dominate. Readers who feel isolated, ashamed, or trapped in repetitive self-questioning will find the book's approach especially helpful because it validates the pain without making reconciliation the only measure of success. The practical benefit is emotional stabilization guidance aimed at releasing guilt, reducing self-blame, and building resilience so daily life is no longer governed by waiting and worry. Intellectually, the book offers a clear reframing of estrangement as a distinct grief experience and proposes a healthier locus of control focus on what you can do, feel, and choose. What helps the book stand out within its category is its coaching forward emphasis on transformation and personal agency, paired with a compassionate tone that respects how complex and tender estrangement can be by combining two guides in one edition. It positions itself as a more comprehensive companion for readers who need both validation and concrete steps toward peace, purpose, and renewed self-trust. If you would like to support Nancy McCartney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.